Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of cosmic encouragement and real life hacks for navigating this wild ride we call life. I'm Laura Bennett, your host, here to remind you that even when a brain feels like it's running a marathon with 1,000 distractions, there is magic waiting to be unlocked within each of us. And today, let's talk about something incredibly powerful: journaling for emotional release. Ever feel like your emotions are bouncing around inside you like popcorn in a hot pan? You know that feeling when you're trying to keep it all together, but the stress is building and you just need an outlet. Journaling can be that magic key, that safe space where you can let those feelings flow freely without judgment. It's not about perfect grammar or flurry prose, honey. It's simply about getting those tangled thoughts and emotions onto paper, allowing them to take shape and form. Okay, so why is this even important? Especially for us amazing ADHD brains who sometimes feel like our emotions are running the show. Well, journaling is like a mental detox. It helps clear out the emotional clutter that can weigh us down. Think of it as your own personal brain spa day. By expressing ourselves honestly and openly on paper, we create space for clarity, understanding, and even a little bit of healing. Plus, it's like having a conversation with your inner voice, getting to know yourself better, and recognizing patterns in your thoughts and feelings. Here are 5 golden nuggets that I want you to hold on to tight. 1. Journaling is about authenticity. Don't worry about sounding profound or using fancy words. Just write what's on your heart, even if it feels messy or chaotic. Your journal is your safe haven, a place where you can be completely and unapologetically yourself. 2. Embrace the freedom of expression. This isn't a grammar test, darling. Write whatever comes to mind: sentences, fragments, lists, poems, even doodles. Let your creativity flow freely without restrictions. 3. Find your rhythm. There's no right or wrong way to journal. Some people prefer short bursts of writing throughout the day, while others like to dedicate a longer chunk of time each evening. Experiment and find what works best for you. Consistency is key. Even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. 4. Get curious about your emotions. Instead of trying to suppress or ignore them, ask yourself questions like, what am I feeling right now? Why do I feel this way? How can I acknowledge and process these emotions in a healthy way? Journaling is a fantastic tool for self-discovery and emotional intelligence. 5. Don't be afraid to get vulnerable. Sharing your deepest thoughts and feelings on paper can be incredibly liberating. It allows you to connect with yourself on a deeper level and release the things that have been holding you back. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having a tough day. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by work, stressed about an upcoming deadline, or just plain exhausted. You come home, pour yourself a cup of tea, light a candle, and settle into your cozy corner with your journal. As you start writing, the words flow freely, expressing all those pent-up emotions. Frustration, anxiety, maybe even a little bit of sadness. But as you continue to write, something magical happens. You start to feel lighter, calmer, more in control. The act of putting your feelings into words has allowed you to process them, to release them from the prison of your mind, and make space for peace and clarity. Okay, beautiful souls, let's recap. Journaling is like a mental detox, a safe space for self-expression, and a powerful tool for emotional growth. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about authenticity and finding that rhythm that works best for you. So grab your favorite journal, find a quiet spot, and let those emotions flow. You deserve to feel heard, understood, and empowered. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from the magic of journaling. Until tomorrow, keep shining your light brightly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.